The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years ago this week set off days of violent riots around the country and here in the nation's capital. As looting and fires raged through some D.C. neighborhoods, police and firefighters struggled to keep up. WTOP's Brennan Hazelton has more now as we continue our special series, D.C. Uprising, Voices from the 1968 Riots.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
April 4th, 1968.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Some of the worst trouble of the day occurred in Washington, D.C., the very heart of the nation.
You run all the calls when somebody's lost control. Well, the city lost control.
After news of King's murder, crowds started gathering at 14th and U Streets. Anger led to looting and fires.
Several are burning out of control at this hour, but overall the fires are diminishing.
And I came down Rhode Island Avenue northeast and just look over the whole city and you could see the fires in different areas.
On duty that night, D.C. firefighter Doug Wheeler, who remembers having to do more with less.
A regular fire would be four engine companies, which is eight fire engines. Well, with the riots, it got down to where you had one fire engine, not eight.
Hey, how you doing? This is James Lewis. Butch.
I pulled the box. I said, send me a wagon. I got 10 people in here all broken to the liquor store. So the guy said, haven't you heard? I said, heard what? And that's when I was told that Dr. King had been assassinated.
Along with firefighters, police officers like Dennis Hyatter found their worlds turned a bit upside down.
I mean, it was a traumatic experience, I think, for everyone involved in that during that time because people were acting out of hate. They were acting out of anger. You know, when the messenger was killed, they saw no hope.
When our series continues,
there were rioters, people burning buildings.
The chaos grows. With WTOP.com writer-producer Jack Moore, Brennan Hazelton, WTOP News.